It's one thing to hear anecdotal stories of increased hostility and even violence toward members of minority religions in the midst of a contentious nationalistic political campaign, but it's quite another to see two large, respected, and longstanding advocacy organizations join across faith boundaries to devote resources to combating that hostility and violence. The American Jewish Committee and the Islamic Society of North America just launched the Muslim-Jewish Advisory Council. Joining me right now to talk about this ambitious new initiative is Dr. Saeed Saeed, National Director for the Office for Interfaith and Community Alliances for ISNA, and a lifelong leader in the interfaith movement. Saeed, welcome back to State of Belief Radio.
You know, what a delight, what a pleasure it is.
You've spent your life building bridges across religious and cultural divides. Talk about why this particular bridge and why right now?
We have seen at the time of elections, usually, there is an undue attention to certain minorities. I mean, it has always been there. You recollect when there was that bogeyman, communism, and so on. It has been in different ways there. But the way it is distorting the very foundational values of America today, it's really scary, not only for those who are being targeted, but for the whole American society, our people of all different faiths and colors who have been working together. I mean, you have provided leadership in this direction, and I'm sure how you must be feeling about it.
How do you imagine the work of the advisory council will look, and how do you hope it will be able to have an impact?
We have always believed that in order to fight evil, discrimination, hate, we have to have alliances built. So you recollect very well, you took the initiative in 2010. We had the same situation when that pastor from Florida wanted to burn the Quran, and he was threatening with utmost hate, even though burning of the Quran is not a problem, but the hate with which he was doing it. And that was the same time when Ground Zero Mosque was being opposed with so much of rhetoric, and this Muslim Community Center in Tennessee was opposed. So you came forward. I mean, leaders of this National Council of Churches, who represent about 50 million Protestants, and then U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, who represent about 60, 65 million Catholics, and then you had the Union of Reformed Judaism, who represent about 1.5 million Jews as their members, and then similarly the Rabbinical Assembly of the Conservative Jews. So all these different denominations came forward, and they had a press conference here, and they rejected that hate, and they said, this is not Christianity, this is not Judaism. And they created a wonderful campaign, a powerful campaign, called Shoulder to Shoulder with American Muslims Against Anti-Muslim Hatred. So that has been working all along. Now, this is Muslim and Jewish leaders have gotten together, and they are committing themselves to fight against this kind of hate and to mobilize our resources more seriously on a higher level so that we are able to provide a kind of challenge to what we are facing today. And this is exclusively on domestic issues, because they are become very, very critical these days. I mean, we are cooperating with these people. This is not, in any sense, it should not be construed that there is some kind of agenda about Middle East or anything, but our priority for everyone today is to set America on the right path.
Would you talk about how we can try to not just reduce hate and bias, but also start to take steps toward reconciliation, or is that even possible in your mind right now?
Well, I mean, as you know, ideologically, we are committed to reconciliation. But reconciliation is well defined by the values and by the principles where we are not in any way part of that hateful rhetoric. Mm-hmm. All of us are very clear that there are ways of coming forward and reconciling. It's not against personalities. It's not against organizations. It's not against any particular ethnic or religious group. But the common denomination that we have is our commitment to create a working and respectful pluralist society, a democracy, which will be a model for people of other countries. In other countries, they have been looking forward towards this oldest democracy. And if our own democracy flounders, then where we will go for a model.
Mm-hmm. What teachings of Islam can help us find ways to move in the right direction right now?
The first and fundamental thing is that Islam, Quran, very clearly emphasizes that all of us are born from the same parents. Whatever color, whatever language, whatever ethnicity we have, we are part of God's family. So there is no inherent deficiency or there is no reason for us to have any priority or pride of one on the other. That is that egalitarian message of Islam, which America has internalized during all, I mean, it has taken years and years, even centuries, but we are at a time when this has become part of the American psyche. I mean, mm-hmm. this whole battle for civil rights, this whole battle for the importance of the lives of blacks and whites and yellows and everybody, this is not only just a message of Islam, it is the message of all religions.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing which we have been emphasizing when the Quran says that it is God's will to have variety in terms of our beliefs and faiths, but that diversity of faith, that is different religions, it should not promote hate against each other. Rather, it challenges us to do good. It is the level of goodness. It is the contribution towards peace, prosperity of human beings. That is the message of Islam. That is the message of Quran. And it's unfortunate that all these different messages of Quran, which are very clear, which are very powerful, they are shunned by our own extremists in the Muslim world, and they are destroying their own countries, their own societies. That's why we are very keen that here in this country, we do not want to see that those same destructive teachings are promoted here as if they are part of Christianity or part of the American different ethnicities and so on. So that's really very scary.
Saeed, that's so important because, as I understand it, where we are in the crisis that we face right now, we need both the truths about democracy, but we also need the moral teachings of the religions in our nation. This is both a political challenge and a spiritual challenge.
Very true. Yeah. I mean, Islam gives us, and all religions, they give us a moral strength, and it becomes a profound, a deep-seated belief that we have, and then it helps us to motivate us to move forward in life. Democracy provides us a practical way of interacting with others according to rules, laws, and system. So that's why we have to train our people, that's Muslims, who have never lived in a democracy. You know that our society is celebrating 53rd anniversary of the establishment of the Islamic Society of North America.
Mm-hmm.
We are the only Muslim community in the world who have lived for half a century in a democratic, pluralist society. And that's why I believe that we have done a good job in making these democratic values as part of our faith and our understanding of our society. And we have reinforced it by our fundamental beliefs that we find in the Quran and in the life of the Prophet.
Syed, I want to ask you one personal question, if I may. You've been at this work for many, many years. You've had incredible successes, but there have obviously been many times of frustration and disappointment. You personally, where do you find the hope to pick yourself up and keep going in the darkest moments that we face?
You know, I mean, one is our belief in God, trust in His eternal support and His compassion. But there is another thing, that is, I have always been blessed in throughout my life, in different stages of my life, in my struggle, whether it is my own personal or domestic or communal. God has blessed me with people who are very intimate, very close to me, and whose friendship has been source of inspiration and support. And that is really a precious blessing of God.
Dr. Syed Syed is the National Director for the Office of Interfaith and Community Alliances for the Islamic Society of North America. He is a leading activist and educator who is among the many prominent leaders lending their names to the new Muslim-Jewish Advisory Council just announced by the American Jewish Committee and ISNA. Syed, it is always great to talk with you. I think of you not only as a colleague, but as a brother. You are doing important work, and thank you for taking time out of a busy schedule today to be with us on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you very much.